And welcome back to Double M Live. You see the location, man. It's different over here, Mike Nice. It's real different. We have Rhythm and Raps this week on Double M. What up, Justin?
What's good, man? I'm glad y'all are here tonight, man, on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Good music. Got Lauryn Hill. Got good people. Got good food. Gluten-free. Got some sorrel. You know, we vibing tonight.
So, hey, man, that's all you can ask for. I tell you, it's pretty damn good. I know about sorrel. It's a Caribbean thing. Yes. It's a real Caribbean thing. Caribbean pumping through my veins.
Yes, yes.
So, I can't wait to continue to drink this. Can't wait to continue to enjoy the good food. But like Marv said, it's Double M. We're back here at Rhythm and Raps with Justin. Give him his spotlight tonight. Can't wait to hear more about Justin, his story, everything about Rhythm and Raps, everything he has going on in his life, maybe things in the past, maybe things to come, whatever it is,
right.
We're going to give you your flowers here on Double M.
I appreciate
it. So that's what it's all about. Can't wait to get into it.
I'm going to give them back to y'all, too.
Of course, bro. Yeah. Let me tell y'all how we met, Justin. See, we was at a networking event. You know, you need some food at a networking event, you know what I'm saying? So I had one of these things right here, one of these babies. Took a little what? And I said, nah. What is this? And Justin came up to me, told me, yo, this is my food. I had no idea it was vegan, Mike. No idea it was vegan. I was like, yeah, it's all vegan. I'm like, what? Black-owned vegan? This is, like, that thought process never came to mind, and we were able to chop it up together, and it's an honor. It's an honor to be here at your establishment. Hopefully you guys get to see the story, see how beautiful it looks. It feels authentic being here in the city. So, Justin, man, let's before we go all the way back, let's talk about Rhythm and Raps, where we are right now. You
okay.
know, give
okay.
us give us a little gist of how you came to be a part of R&R.
I gotta say, it was the universe. You know what I mean? During the time I was introduced, before I was introduced to the opportunity, so I grew up in marketing. You know what I mean? A lot of my background has been behind the scenes, just bringing people together. You know what I mean? Marketing means a lot of different things, right? But for me, I love connecting people. So I grew up in the music business, and, you know, a mutual friend connected me to the opportunity to run the marketing. The reason why I was so open to the opportunity to work with a vegan restaurant when the opportunity was presented to me, this is back in 2017.
Why did they go to when you were already vegan?
No.
I was going to ask. I was going to ask.
It was, the reason why I was open to the opportunity, it wasn't because I was vegan, right? I just recently became vegan. The reason was my father. So my father was my superhero. And right before, like a little bit before I got introduced to the opportunity, and this is when I first got introduced to the opportunity, it was to be a marketing consultant, right? And this is 2017. Now my father's health was declining. And I don't know, I found like this fact sheet on plant-based diet that can help reverse diabetes. So, and at the time I wasn't really, you know, that healthy myself, you know, but I wanted to at least try to be an inspiration to my father to change his diet. As hard as I worked on that, I could never, you know, he lived in Tennessee, so I couldn't really, you know, micromanage his eating habits. And, you know, I also saw my father lose his arm. Yeah, so he had no limb on his last days. So that was a traumatic experience for me. Another thing was I wasn't able to give him a kidney. He needed a kidney. Before he was amputated, he needed a kidney.
Wow.
I wasn't able to give him a kidney because I was a risk of diabetes as well. So what does that mean? They're going to say no because I may need that kidney one day, right? So when I was introduced to the opportunity, now mind you, I was I grew up in the music business. I was so used to really marketing campaigns around music, entertainment, arts and culture. But when I walked in and I met my now business partner, Aaron, and I ate the food, I knew this was meant to be, right? And I wanted to work with them too because I wanted to live for myself a healthier lifestyle. And so I felt like, okay, if I can help pump this business up, maybe I can learn some things of having a better diet, right? So fast forward a little bit to 2019, my now partner introduced the opportunity to be his business partner. I guess I had show and proved and did a lot of things in those 2 years, where he trusted where I could come in and help anchor and take it to the next level, right? So I got into the business, as an owner, to this day, 2023, it still hasn't hit me yet that I'm an owner. Even though I advocate for us to be in ownership, like you guys own this content, yep, this podcast. You know what I mean? We have to be owners. We have a lot of people that say they own this block, but don't own the real estate. You know what I mean? And we gotta have ownership. We gotta, take action, of our domains and our communities. So when he, even though I was already a business owner at the time, I had a marketing company, right? It was full circle because I went to college for restaurant and hotel management.
Wow.
I worked in restaurants. I worked in Disney World. And I dropped out for music to start DJing and becoming a promoter. And then it led into other things in the music business. So it came full circle. It just felt right where now I feel like I'm my new journey. And being a vegan is of choice. My choice of being a vegan was I wanted to be an advocate for wellness.
Okay. Right?
I didn't want to just be a successful entrepreneur. I wanted to be, as I said, seeing my father lose that limb,
yeah,
was just as traumatic as my younger cousin and my family who are losing to gun violence. It's just as traumatic.
So, yeah. Let me ask you. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. Music and getting in the music industry was your passion,
that was
for
my passion.
Sure.
Yeah.
But obviously, the whole idea and concept of rhythm and raps and everything to go along with it was definitely something more closer to the heart in terms of what your father was going through, right? Something that you said you might have been at risk at as well. Right. Passion and then something that's close to your heart and real personal, obviously, those two things can be neck and neck in terms of how you feel, but you didn't get into rhythm and raps just because, it's just a business venture. This is something that was real personal for you.
Right. I mean, I think we all have to align with our purpose in life. A lot of us struggle with finding their superpowers in life and finding what they're here to do in life. You know what I mean? And there's so many people that are not here right now in this day that we have to live for.
Sure.
You know, I don't know how many days I got, So for me, this venture is purpose. And you gotta have the intuition to know that, everything happens for a reason. So you gotta, have faith and put all your heart. It's not easy, the work that we do here, But what keeps us going is the rewards, seeing folks come in, seeing non-vegans come in. Because we're not trying to convert nobody. We just want to give people more options.
Word.
Right? Because we're dying out here. Especially if you think about hip-hop, you think about some of our heroes, they die at a young age. How many people in your family just die of old age? No, there's some disease that kicks in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I can go on for days, but I'm going to let y'all talk a little bit.
Yeah, I think just to highlight what you said, that's so important, and something that I'm trying to tell folks as well, We're in our 30s, Mike and I. We just gone in our
30s. Y'all look like you're in your 20s.
Yeah, I know. You look black don't crack. You know that,
yeah,
brother. Black
don't crack. I'm 44.
You look good,
yeah,
Justin.
Thank you.
You look
I'm going to look better in another couple months.
And,
I,
And our young brother Tex, he's in his 20s.
Yeah, shout out to Tex over there.
And like something I'm trying to tell people, like you, there's no age where you can't pivot. Like you found a passion in rhythm rap. It was like 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago.
Right.
You was an older gentleman at that time, and you pivoted to this. Like you can pivot at any time in life and continue to find your journey. Like you've continued to find what you're looking for. So I love hearing that from you. So what I also want to hear now, since we're still on the topic of rhythm and raps, when you came in, what did it look like, and how did you change it in within the years, or how did you add your imprint in it to where it is now?
Well, before I go there,
yeah,
I want to get back to what you first said.
Okay, yeah.
About because I was thinking about today about ageism, right? And I was sometimes I put too much pressure on myself because I'm like, damn, I'm 44. I got to get it together. You know what I mean?
So, but
that's
so
all in
time.
My head.
Yeah.
We all have different lived experiences, right? And you're reborn a lot of different times, right? And so I got to do after today, this is a good practice for me because on Sunday I'm doing my first workshop at Harvard.
Hey, hold on now.
Yeah.
don't just sneak that in there.
Say that two times.
So God is good, right?
Right.
And you bringing that up is amazing because I looked at my introduction to rhythm and raps as my fountain of youth, right? How can I want to thrive? There's so many things I want to do in my life, but in order to do that, I got to be healthy, right? And I got to be why I chose to go. And listen, I may eat a piece of chicken in the future, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not against meat, you know what I mean? I'm against processed meat, and I'm against a lot what's happening to the death of a lot of different animals, but we'll get into that maybe later. But I had to be reborn. I want to live long, and I don't want to be in a situation like my father was. I want to be able to maybe have a shift in my life where I can be a living testimonial and I can be out there.
Emphasis on living.
And just being a vessel, right? A vessel of information. And I'm not going to, you know, you see a lot of vegans, a lot of stigmas in veganism where you think of protesters. I'm not going to be out there protesting, talking about don't eat meat, this and that. I just want to give you other options that taste good because spice is life. And if you season your plants like you season your meats, there ain't no goddamn difference. I know, who the hell eats chicken without no damn season? You know what I'm saying? That shit don't taste no good.
Not a chance.
I mean, just folks that do.
Not me, though.
But you know what?
I cannot.
We've all eaten unseasoned chicken.
But it don't taste
and
no good.
And it ain't good.
But it don't taste no good. You know what I mean? But let me get into when I came into the... So, another thing I've been thinking about is like how much I appreciate... So I got a few business partners here, but Aaron, who's one of the original OGs here, I respect everything he does because working in a restaurant's hard. You know what I mean? Lately, I've been full-time, so I'm in here. Sometimes I got to pull up the sleeves, you know what I mean? I'm more of a behind-the-scenes guy. So I always been a behind-the-scenes guy ever since I came in. And so what I felt like what was missing with Rhythm and Raps was just the connection. You know what I mean? Like Karl Malone, the delivery man. Y'all got a sports show, so I got to use some sports analogies.
I like that. So the postman.
Oh, yeah, the postman. But we're going to say delivery man right now. somebody's a delivery man. I can't think about it right now. But anyways, I wanted to be someone that could plant seeds. You know what I mean? Use everything I learned in the hip-hop industry. Learn everything I learned in the entertainment industry. Leverage my relationships and just start planting seeds. That's why when we met, that event, I'm glad that we were invited, but that was us donating food. So sometimes you gotta go out and plant your seeds. You know what I mean? And sometimes you have the faith to know that you gotta invest back into yourself. And so one thing I learned at a young age from my grandmother, Gladys, is if you give, you receive, right? And so that's what that's the mantra I'm trying to readopt in my life. And I just been giving the last couple of years, and that's been my marketing. And I let other people do our marketing for us. So I work with a lot of foodies. I work with a lot of influencers like you guys. I'm all about partnerships. We're about the music. So, anytime anybody comes to Paradise or Brighton Music Hall, that I feel like we feel their music, we on it. Recently we connected with Phony People.
I saw that.
Yeah, and that was just us. That was just us reaching out to them, and now we're connected with them. Now they're like, yo, y'all got to come to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? And so that gives us an inspiration to know that we got a global feel. So I got to keep going, even through the darkness, even through the times where you don't want to get out of bed. You got to make it happen. And so I just want to be an inspiration and a representation for people that look like me. You know what I mean? And because we got the wrong representation that we see in mainstream media. You know, and as I said earlier, it's a traumatic thing with gun violence. I have, people that I love to death that I've lost to gun violence.
Amen.
Right? But I tell you what, I don't want to see us dying of diseases no more. I want to see us die of old age. Can we die of old age? That's natural life. You know what I mean? So that's my purpose right there. So I'm gonna let y'all talk because I can go on and on.
We love you're. I told you, man. You got a story to tell. This is why we're so excited for you to be here, because already you're inspiring us. Anytime Mike goes, "Hey, man," that means you got him.
Yeah, you got him. Nah, that gun violence. I'm here with you on that because I've had that personal experience as well, losing people in that manner. But I want to ask you another personal question. You know, for someone who, in my younger days, I've always had the vision of possibly opening up a restaurant. I've always thought about it. And here we are sitting in your restaurant right now. You made this happen. You made it happen. So for anybody out there who maybe has the idea, maybe has the vision, but don't necessarily go about it. I mean, obviously, there's probably so much you can tell about what it takes to go this route and get it started and get it off the ground and running. But give somebody listening, myself included, what maybe is some of the basis things that you may need to know and understand if this is a route you maybe want to go of getting your own establishment and getting this off the ground and really rolling.
Oh, yeah, no. So I can't take full credit for opening this restaurant. I mean, I can take credit for enhancing it with a great team, but aside with me. But with my experience in entrepreneurship and helping other entrepreneurs in my past, I would say, anything can happen, right? There's going to be people that are going to tell you, "Oh, restaurants, you're not going to make money in the first 5 years." That could be true, right? But if you feel that you have, so we all have culture in our food, right? A lot of times people think our culture started with slavery and food, but that's another story. What I would say to someone that has that vision is to know that there's resources out there, right? And you gotta tap into those resources before you even, and maybe the first step is not thinking about opening up a brick and mortar like this, because we started as a food truck. So in 2013, Aaron Oshinga, excuse me. Sorry, Oshinga, if you're listening. Oshinga, big value. He brought a lot of the recipes here. So Oshinga and Aaron, who I believe is right there, he's a ninja. They wanted to, both of them being vegans, they wanted to, and they were both from the street, you know what I'm saying? Both knew a different hustle. So they knew if they can do that different hustle, they can hustle wellness, And Oshinga is no longer in the business no more because he went on to holistic health and went on to another purpose. But, they started this business as a food truck. So I would say start as a food truck. Or maybe even start doing catering. You know what I mean? But before you do all that, there's a lot of resources in the city. There's Commonwealth Kitchen. So if you're still interested, there's a lot of different workshops that Commonwealth Kitchen does in Dorchester. They help a lot. You probably, on Quincy Street, you probably driven by it with the food trucks all in there. That's Commonwealth Kitchen. I connect you with Jen.
I do know that area very well.
Yep, Jen. I'm not trying to swear, but she is the... And, you know what I mean? She's helped us as well. You know what I mean? So, like, what I would first do is at least get yourself in some accelerator programs. What I mean by accelerator programs is a lot of business camps, business boot camps, like going back to school. There's a lot that are for free. So, you know, anyone, even yourself, if you want to go, I'll give you the seeds. You know what I mean? And then you want to also, which the most important thing is, surround yourself with people that are already doing it and pick their brain as well. Because every restaurant owner goes through different situations. You know what I mean? And there's a lot that look like you that will take the time. And so, but it's also just, you know, having the desire to do it and having that purpose attached to it. You got to make money, of course, and that's what you want to, you know, you want to learn, you know, and there's a lot of resources that will support you, too. But you got to have another purpose where, like, okay, I'm going to create a culture in this neighborhood. I'm going to help people that may be incarcerated get jobs. You got to have a purpose attached to it. And there's a lot of opportunities out there where you can attach food. Maybe it's food and storytelling or food and sports. There's going to be a day where God is going to plant something in you, brother, and you're going to get it together. So once you have that vision, you connect yourself with people like me. I'm going to connect you with somebody. You know what I mean? That's how it works.
That's beautiful.
A lot of people don't follow up on their dreams because they don't have someone that they can go to that can help elevate them. And they're out there. Sometimes you got to pull back in your personal life and meditate. Take out the people in your life that ain't bringing no value in your life. And then God's going to bless those people in your life. That's what we call the laws of attraction. You know what I mean?
That's beautiful, man. We're here at Rhythm and Raps. This is Double M Alive with Justin interviewing here right now, eating some delicious food.
Yeah, y'all need to eat real quick.
Yo, we're going to eat. Trust me. Listen, we got to pay the bills. This is Double M Live, brought to you by BetOnline.ag. We'll be right back. And we are back here at Rhythm and Raps with Justin. Yeah, he smacked his. His is down. I'm still working on mine, but we're getting there. Before we get to, you know, the city and, you know, how it helped mold you, I just have a question. Just getting to talk to you for a little bit. It always fascinates me when I see older people who are, you know, really doing great work with no ego. I see no ego with you. Like, there's no ego. You're willing to open your arms to everyone. You're willing to say, yo, Mike, if you really want to get into this restaurant business, like, go ahead. Like, I can show you, I can point you to the right person. You did the same to me when we had a meeting. There was a football player here, and you're like, yo, Marv, let me introduce you to da-da-da, you know? Like, you don't have an ego. You don't close off. And where does that come from?
I definitely do have an ego. But I don't try to have an arrogant ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the ego really stays within me, which keeps me going, right? I think it goes back, really, for me. Like, I remember my journey trying to come up in the music business. Like, there was a lot of people that were not as welcoming. And so I always said to the universe, like, if I was ever in an opportunity, and I want to be a better gatekeeper, right? But if I have an opportunity to be a boss or be in position, I would always be the opposite of how people treated me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't as it was hard growing up. You know what I mean? There wasn't a lot of. I have some good mentors. You know what I mean? But I felt like there should have been more intergenerational support. You know what I mean? And so for me, like, you never know. I also have encountered so many people in my life that have gone on to do so many great things in life.
Right.
And I've seen them when they had nothing. You know what I mean? And so you just never know who you meet in your life that can help you get, you know, bring more value to your life. Because that's what life is about. It's just, we all have, if you look at life, it's about looking at your life brand. Everything's about branding, right? But when you think about your personal life, how are you going to grow? It's adding value. So you got to add the right people in your life that are going to add value. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, I was just telling one of my young bucks as I was driving her home. She's young. She's 18. And I know she has some negativity in her life from time. You know, when you're 18, it's what it is. There's some people you got to outgrow. You know, and so for me, I just want to be... I want to be a beacon that I didn't have at times. You know what I mean? Now, I had it. Don't get me wrong. But I just, you know, for me, you just never know who you may... I'm just an open book because you just never know who may that next genius may be. Or, or you may... It may be your wife. You know what I mean? You got it. So you got to always... But what I was telling my little young buck... I'm sorry if I'm going all over the place. I was telling my young buck, like... You know, life is—it's not what you know; it's who you know. And so, at times, you know, you really got to take people out your life that are not bringing anything to the table to help you grow. And so for me, like, I also got compassion that I've been blessed with. Sometimes I'm like, man, why I got such a strong heart? You know what I mean? But like. As I was taught, you give, you receive. So, like, I'm always in the giving mode.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in life, and again, this is what I told my young buck, ain't nobody going to remember how much money you made when you leave this earth. But what people remember is how you treat them.
How you impacted their lives.
And that's legacy. You know what I mean? So, like, I may not be one day the wealth, you know, so I'm 44. I'm definitely got some age on you. But the people that I'm looking up to, and I look up to people younger than me as well, but the people that I want to kind of model my life are a couple decades older than me. So, like, I know I got time to reinvent myself, you know? And we can reinvent ourselves all the time.
All the time.
Because you want to be better. You want to grow. So, like, to answer your question fully... You just never know when a gem is coming in front of you, so you don't want to ever be, you know, you want to always be welcoming, because that person may be that kid. There's been so many people that I've done favors for that has blessed me later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's the giving. When you give, you don't expect something right away.
Right.
That receiving will come when God feels it's the right time. And so, like, But I also feel like God has blessed me with the power of seeing talent. Now, mind you, I meet a lot of people. I don't be giving everybody my number, you know what
right.
I mean? But when I see brothers like you, when we first met, I saw the talent. I saw the passion. I saw myself in you guys. And I want to see more media in Boston growing. What's that mean? Is we need to control our narrative.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
why we got started.
I'm tired of talking to people and telling me that Dorchester, Roxbury, they get scared. Yeah, get out of here with that. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much beauty.
They give you if you say Roxbury or Dorchester, right?
So y'all got to continue to put people on the forefront that are projecting that beauty.
Yeah.
So we can change the stigmas that we see. And that we can get kids really seeing what's really cool. Because all that gangbanging shit is bullshit. And I apologize, but I got to express myself, you know what I mean, when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Because we gotta shift our culture, man. You know what I mean? We really do. And it takes you guys. And then it takes the kids that are in school right now that are bringing their lunch boxes, we got to look out for them. We got to make sure that their future is straight. So I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you did. And the reason I asked that is because, you know, so Tex and I, we're part of a mentoring.
Y'all came to the MFA.
Yep, we came to MFA. We're part of a mentoring program. Mike's an educator as well. And it's just like, I jumped into it because when I was growing up, I went to even though I was born and raised in Boston, I went to a predominantly white institution, right? I didn't have any mentors. I didn't have anyone looking up to me, nothing like that. So I always knew that I wanted to be that for students, for kids that looked just like me, because I knew I didn't have that. So I always wanted to. I always like to ask people, you know, what pushes them or what gets them to give and such. So you definitely answered that for me.
Yeah, a lot of what you're saying, especially the last part that Marv just mentioned, you know, same kind of situation, being from, born and raised in Boston. I was in the METCO program. So, you know.
What high school did you go to?
Weston. I was in Weston out there, in Wellesley, Weston.
I already know about Weston. Man.
Yeah. So, you know, being at that school, kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade, we had maybe one or two people that you could maybe talk to and they want you to rely upon, but, you know, there wasn't a space where you could really connect over and over again with people that look like you who, I mean, obviously there's other students, but we're all students, we're young, we're trying to grow and understand our lives and whatnot, but, you know, the world that was presented to us was this suburban lifestyle and everything going out there, so a lot of the knowledge that I have now in terms of who I am, my culture and whatnot, I didn't necessarily get till I graduated high school. Then I really was like, okay, let me dive back into who I am and where I'm from. And I think, you know, all of us sitting here, we're originally from here. Originally from Boston, originally from, you know, the city. So keeping that in mind, I want to ask you about, you know, your roots, where you came from, you know, your block, you know, all of that.
Man.
Get that little background story from
my
yourself.
I'm a product of divorce. Well, not me, but I'm not married. But my mom and father, make sure I said that right. My mother and my father divorced when I was young. And so my father is originally from Tennessee. So he moved to Tennessee. My mother, at the time when they divorced, I was living in Mattapan. So I was going, in kindergarten, I went to Parkside, which was like a pub.
My mom used to teach there. Yep, Parkside Christian Academy. My mom used to teach
offline,
there.
Offline. I've been trying to find where that school was.
Parkside Christian Academy, that's the name, right?
Yes.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. My
mom doesn't remember a lot, so, like, I've been trying to, like, because I, you know, I lived in Mattapan, and I, you know, I live in JP now, but, like, I'm just like, yo, where? Because I have so much nostalgia and memories. I was introduced to nature at Parkside, which is my big thing right now. You know? How do we get back to nature? We got to talk offline.
We'll do.
I completely forgot the question. But my block. Okay. So, again, that's crazy.
Yeah, God
is good, man. So, my mom is from Connecticut, but when they had the divorce, we lived in Mattapan, and she didn't know, she wanted to go back to Connecticut, but she had a job at Fidelity, so she wanted to stay in Massachusetts, so the only people she really knew was my father's parents, so we ended up, and this is how good my family is, you know, so my father, unfortunately at the time, was on drugs and fucked up. He ended up changing his life, becoming a fireman, so he went to Tennessee to change his life. My mom went to go live with my grandparents, his parents, in Medford. Not just Medford, but West Medford. So I don't know if y'all know, but West Medford is one of the first middle-class African-American neighborhoods in America. A lot of people think Medford, Irish, Italian, they there. Trust me, they dominate. But there's a little part in Medford called West. And there's a lot of dope people from West Medford that we can go into that should be on your podcast next, right? That are doing amazing things. Educators, musicians, Grammy winners. So I grew up WLLD, which used to be in Boston, was used to be in Medford first, West Medford. So I grew up in West Medford, and I grew up in Tennessee. So it was kind of like the best of both worlds. Racism everywhere, right? So Tennessee, you know, you got a different type of racism. But I also knew how to adapt with different cultures. And so everything happens for a reason. And so I'm a little country, but I got a little city. But I lived in Harlem. I've lived in Orlando, Florida. You know what I mean? I lived in Orange, New Jersey. So, like, all those lived experiences makes you who you are. So you can be born wherever. And I was thinking, when you were talking about Mecco, maybe something that you can do in the future, and we can maybe all do it together, is, like, how do we create, like, a pipeline of alums or even people that are just mentors? And because a lot of kids are not guided to where their passion should lie them. I do film as well. And that's enough. We'll talk about that in another interview. But when I was a kid, I was editing, like, videos off MTV and BET. And so imagine at that time I was led into film school, right? But what I was going to say about Mecco is, like, maybe something that you can incorporate in the future, because I have a lot of friends. Mecco is a great program. You know what I mean? It is. It has a lot of cons.
Yep.
But it has pros if you're open to adapting, yeah, right? Because now you can be in every type of room.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity that I had. You can put me in any room. You can put me in a room of heavy metal. You can put me in a room of racists, and I'll still move around that bitch. You know what I mean? And still be myself, but I still will make connections in there. You know what I mean? And I don't know where I just went with that, but at the end of the day, with Mecca, what you can do is really, like, create a pipeline of influencers, people that look like us, that are doing in media, that are in maybe television, that are in maybe jobs, because I'm tired of these young kids telling me they want to play basketball or be a hip-hop artist. There's so many opportunities in music. The people behind the scenes are the ones making all the money.
Right.
So we got to, you know, what we got to do is, like, a lot of us have careers, and that's great. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. But if you have a career, find a way that everything that you learned, or use your job to come back to your community.
Yep.
We got to come back to our community. Sometimes we make the bread, we get the bag.
We stay out there.
And we just stay on social media, and we work, and then we get mad when something happens. But, like, we all have the power. Why are we waiting for Obama? We all have the power to act as if, to do something for our community.
We all got
superpowers, you know what I mean? We ain't giving no more. We taking too much.
I love that, because you always hear, well, I hear a lot in this time of age, like, we don't have our Dr. Martin Luther King, or we don't have our Malcolm X. We don't have that big leader to push us, is where the time is now for us to be those leaders. It doesn't need to be at the grand stage of where it was in the 60s at the time where it needed to be, but why not take the onus of yourself to put yourself there and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. I can set up a workshop in a school and teach them, okay, I do accounting. How did I get into accounting? Because there's only a few of us in this accounting field. Let me show you how much money I can make in this field, and and they show these kids different avenues of ways that, okay, this is what it means to be a lawyer. Lawyer is not only the thing you see on TV. You could be a lawyer in different avenues. There's so many things. Nursing. There's so many things that we don't know about, because growing up in the city of Boston or growing up in the city of Brockton, like, these avenues were never there for us to see. We never had people come into our schools and teach us this, that, and the third. We never had financial literacy. I promise you, if I had financial literacy, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in right now in life. We didn't have that. So for you said that, just brought that up to me, that
we don't learn nutrition either.
Nutrition's another one.
Taxes. You know what I mean? Like,
how can we learn nutrition when there's fast food every block next to us?
It's good advertising.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's just good advertising.
We don't know about nutrition. We don't have Whole Foods near us. We never had none of that. And then it's too expensive. to have. So
that's why we gotta all use our superpowers to give back to society, really. You know what I mean? Like, we can't get distracted by technology and upgrading or getting the Beyonce tickets. No disrespect to Beyonce.
Yeah, be careful, brother. But don't get us canceled now.
Nah, no disrespect. You know what I mean? But, like, there's so many things. You know, we got good energy up in here. Yo, y'all let me borrow that jacket sometime, man. I'll see you soon. No, we got good. We try to create a culture up in here. Sorry, that was one of my new guys up in here. If I got any problems, I'm going to him. You saw how big he was?
He's a big dude.
Shoot.
He's a big dude.
Shoot.
Let me.
I need to get him in wrestling or something. I hope he's not listening to this right now. But yeah, man, I just feel like, you know, we got to give back, yo. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tired of people on Twitter or, like, no, no disrespect to protesters and all, but what's the plan after the protest? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like we gather and that's cool and all, but what's the action? You know what I mean? And so we all got a superpower that we gotta figure out. You know, I mean, a plumber, he does some things that I don't want to do. That's a superpower. You know what I mean? So he, you know, if you got skills in HVAC or plumbing, you can help build a school. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that we got to stop complaining and just regroup, recondition our minds, and find a way to work together where we are not relying on government and we create. You know what I mean? We just make too many excuses sometimes. And we don't work with each other. You know, but we got to find ways to save the next generation.
When you say we don't work with each other, who doesn't work with each other?
I'm talking about I can only speak of the lens of my own lived experiences. Our community, black and brown, we don't work. We do, but we don't. If that makes sense. We need to be working.
There's so much more we could be doing.
I mean, come on, man. So it's power in numbers, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people that I wish, like, I could work with, but, like, there's, I don't know. I don't want to talk, you know, too much about that, but, like, you gotta believe in the law of attraction. And you got to speak whatever you believe in, you know what I mean? Like, whatever your discipline and faith is, you got to know, you got to attract the people that are going to come in your life that are going to help you. Because there's a lot of things that you do well, and you got to attract the people that are going to help you with your weaknesses, you know what I mean? And then you help, and they got weaknesses,
yeah,
so you're going to help
absolutely
them with your strengths. And, like, we can't, none of us can do this all alone, you know what I mean? Like, we got to all, I mean, we're dealing with mental health. We're dealing with trauma. There's so much that we're dealing with, but we get distracted. We're trying to cancel people that, oh, why are you wasting our time? Like, let's focus on what we got to do to add value more in our lives. You know what I mean? But, man, I could be talking to y'all for hours, man.
Hey, man, you're really
I'm fired
sitting
up
here.
I'm fired up right now.
You blessing us with a lot of knowledge, words of wisdom, a lot of insight on a lot of various topics. One final question.
Y'all should make me a co-host.
Hey, this ain't going to be the last time we had this conversation with you. For sure, for sure. One final question I have. I mean, you said you're saying, you know, you're 44 years old, but that doesn't put a cap on anything that you want to do or accomplish in life. So, you know, as we're sitting here in your establishment, you know, what are the goals, what are the visions you have in mind coming down, whether it be the next couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years? What do you have in store? What's next for you and everything you got going on in your life? You know, goals that you have in mind, whatever the case may be.
Well, the next couple of days, I want to try to get some rest. I do have, I do want to prepare for this Harvard workshop that I'm doing. And I'm hoping I hope that challenges me to do more, you know what I mean? To be a better advocate, not just a better advocate for wellness, but just being a better model, not a fashion model, but a model of life, you know what I mean? Like, I have so much compassion that I worry about strangers if they're doing well, if they're happy. You know, there's so much, you see so much trauma everywhere you go. You see people with their heads down. So, like, I just really, like, what I pray for is, like, really to be in position. I got to continue to keep nurturing, you know, and educating myself. But I just really want to be in position to be a gatekeeper that's going to provide opportunities, resources, information. Information is key. Information is the most valuable asset anyway in data. But yeah, man, my goal is, you know, where you're seeing right now, I want to see this in every city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want to, wherever there's food deserts in Brockton, there's food deserts in Boston. What I mean by food deserts is lack of healthy resources. I want to see kids in the future talking about they want to be a black farmer. I want to see black kids talking about they want to be farmers. We got to start focusing more on our health is our wealth. You heard that before.
Yep.
No, I want to thrive. I want to talk to you when I'm 84. And what are you? You'll be 70 or whatever you are. But I want to talk about my goals then. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, because you can live as long as you want. I mean, I shouldn't say that. But you should have the desire to know that you can live and
give yourself
thrive.
The best chance.
You should never put an age limit on anything you want to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can be 50. Your mom or dad, I hope they're still here. Forgive me. They can leave their job tomorrow and do something that they love to do that makes them happy. You know what I mean? And reinvent themselves. It don't matter how old you are. You know what I mean? It's just, we only got one life. Let me try to think about this quote. You may have to edit this. But, like, the moment, like, I knew I only got one life, that's when I started living. Sometimes we don't really sit back and be like, you only got one opportunity.
One shot.
You know what I mean? And it could be taken tomorrow. And if I am taking out tomorrow, and I know I'm not, because I know I got, there's a mission for me. I know I did everything in my life. I was successful. We look at success in a different lens. Success is not how wealthy you are or how many cars you got or because you got a restaurant. Success is being a good son, being a good father, being a good brother, being a good friend. That's success. Because, again, at the end of the day, it's not when you leave this earth, you want to be remembered on how you treated people.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So everything that I went through in my life, like, I've slept in my car. I've sacrificed so much. There's been so many, like, and I'm going to be able to, I just want to be in a position where you can see my success, but I can also tell you my downfalls. And if I can continue to tell my downfalls and be able to provide a GPS of how I got out of it, man, shoot.
Anybody who needs to hear that.
That's what God wants. You know what I mean? And you being in Weston was for a reason. You know what I mean? And your lived experiences are for a reason. Even the losses, you know, the defeats, the days when you cried, you know, when you lose a family member, like. Those are to strengthen you. You know what I mean? So, like, I wouldn't be able to be sitting here this confident if I didn't go through the trenches. You know what I mean? So you just got to continue. You got to embrace the adversity that comes in your future. You got to be like, all right, because that's when God is challenging you at that moment to see how your character is going to be. I failed a lot of times. At times where I was dealing with adversity, I just gave up. Temporarily, I always got back up. But when adversity faces you, you gotta just look at it in the face. You know what I mean? And just knock that challenge out and learn from it. So, like, you know, what I will leave at, you know, I'll leave it at this, is that you got one life. every day. You got to be better than the last day. You got to challenge yourself to be better than the last day. You know? And so for me, and everything that you've gone through that was terrible and traumatic, you got to tell that story. It doesn't have to be in church. Mm-hmm. It can be right here. It can be wherever.
Yeah.
But you got to help others get out of it. And that's success, man. And I see that in both of y'all.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You're already successful. You doing what you're doing, right? You'll be successful once you finish the sandwich.
Success is on the menu, but definitely.
You're stepping outside the box. You know what I mean? You're not doing it for the money. You're doing it for the culture. That's success, baby. I'm going to shut up.
You keep saying you're going to shut up. Yeah, it's not happening, brother. I want to end it on this note as well. You kind of spoke on it, touched on it briefly when you said you're going to rest. You need rest. We here on Double M, like we're a big advocate, obviously, on our mental health. And, you know, we spoke a lot about physical health today, but I would love to know, what do you do for yourself? How do you take care of you? It's something that I still struggle with at times, just trying to find a balance of, you know, taking care of myself. You got your hands in a lot of things, you know, you're very successful at what you do, but how do you pour into yourself at the end of the day?
Yeah, it's a hard thing sometimes. Sometimes it's hard just to find time for yourself.
It is.
When you're just moving a lot. But I grew up, like, idolizing, like, Russell Simmons and, like, P. Diddy. And when you were, like, following their movements, they, like, talk about, like, how they don't sleep.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
You know what I mean? And so, like, so for so long, I had this wrong conditioning that, like, I just got to go, go, go and not sleep. But that it was wrong information. So one thing I have learned is rest is important. Sometimes you just got shut down because, like, we got, you know, you don't just let your car run all fucking day. Excuse my language. But, like, and so your body shouldn't go all day like that. You know, you got to rest. You got to charge up. You got to take care of your body. And for me, like, yeah, I mean, sometimes I love what helps me is just meditation. And it's not, like, just, like, the traditional meditation where you, like, you know, doing all these practices or whatever. It's just the art of doing nothing. And that could be just me home watching old movies.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like, calling family, which I got to do a better job of. Like,
something I'm trying to work on this year as well, just calling family.
It's discipline. You just got to, like, and listen, I'm still in my journey with discipline as well. So, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm doing everything for self-care. But I'm working on it. And so I'm working on it harder so I can be able to preach that more. You know what I mean? What we can do, we can have a ministry wherever we go. It's a new church. You know what I mean? I don't go to church every Sunday, right? But I feel like you can still bless people in other ways. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I got a real one quick rapid fire
question. You said that about 15 minutes ago.
I do, but you know, anytime we do these spotlights and have somebody on the show, I gotta ask this question because
sure.
You never know what kind of answer you're gonna get. Me and all different types of
walks. Is this a rapid question? You said?
Rapid question.
I did this earlier, so I'm a little.
You might be ready. You might be ready. So let's see. You can have a dinner for five.
Dinner of five,
dead or alive. Anybody you want, famous, not famous, whoever you decide. Obviously, you're one of the five CSCs taken, so you got four other options. Who would you invite to sit down at that table to dine with you?
My father. Maya Angelou.
Okay.
This is probably the best question I ever heard in my life. So I said, my father, Maya Angelou. They can be alive as well.
Yep, they're alive. Don't matter. It's a lot. It's a lot. Step definitely a lot.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. Okay. Okay. Not wrong with that.
I added some whiteness in there. You know?
Last seat.
Only because there's some things of discipline and coaching and
understood for and, sure.
Man, this is such a great question. I hope you edit this. I would say I got like 100. I gotta put it in 5.
Yeah, man, only 5 seats or 4 seats.
I would say give me a second.
No worries.
I want to give y'all a good answer.
It's not an easy question. I don't even know sometimes.
Let me take Bill Belichick out.
Bill, you got to go. That's crazy. Belichick?
I think it's not on the list. I think it's people that are not here no more. I'd love to have a conversation with... There's so many. So I said my father, Maya Angelou.
Yep.
I'd like to meet Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, man. But he's a legend. You know what I mean? And just what everything that he's gone through. You know what I mean? And
he's been through a lot.
Yeah,
for sure.
Been through a lot. You know what I mean? Richard Pryor definitely bring that comedy.
Last seat. Who you have in there?
I took Bill Belichick out, so
Belichick's
I'm still
gone.
I like to have dinner with
Lots running through your mind right now. I can see it. The wheels are turning.
Can I say Gandhi?
Gandhi.
Yeah. I want to learn the power of meditation.
Your father, Maya Angelou, Gandhi, Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor.
Okay.
That's a solid four. I gotta pick someone that can cook, right?
You don't have any more seats left. That's it. That's it. Unless you're taking somebody out.
Man, my mind is so blank right now. I don't know why. I'm like overthinking right now.
Yeah, he's done. You got your 4 seats taken. You're one of the 5.
Those other
4.
Yeah. So I think I'm good with that. But, like, definitely my father. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was my superhero. You know what I'm saying?
Understood.
Last question, I promise.
It's all good.
You've been with us, hanging out at Double M. Who would you like to see Double M have a sit down with next?
Oh, you already know. It's Dietrich Wise.
I like that. Dietrich Wise.
Yeah, we got to make that happen. I mean, you met him. You know what I mean? He's ready.
Word.
You know what I mean? The season's over. You know what I mean? Everything happens for a reason. You were here when he was here.
Right.
You know what I mean? I like to see that happen.
Awesome, bro. Yeah. So before we end this off, man, Justin, I just want to let you know that this was special. Didn't know what to come out of it, but I knew that you had a story and that your story deserved to be heard. There's so much more that we didn't even get into, but just already with that little snippet that we had, I'm inspired. You got me inspired just knowing that, you know, there's so much more that I can do. There's so much more that's left for me to do that I haven't touched the surface yet. So you gave me that motivation, just having that sit down. I know when people listen and when they watch, they will. So, you know, we want to just give you your flowers, bro. You're someone who's very special in this community.
Thank you. I said
that you don't have an ego. You obviously you do, but it doesn't come off like that. You're very approachable, and you know, the world deserves to know who you are. So thank you for just taking the time to sit with us, man.
I appreciate you both, man. Coming down here, coming to the restaurant. We got some Janet Jackson on the radio right now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, this is going to be the beginning of more conversations.
Yes.
It doesn't have to always be online. You know what I mean? So just know moving forward that let me be a resource for y'all as well. And y'all be a resource for me as well. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So I appreciate y'all just putting yourself in position to give the flowers. You know what I mean? And I know y'all been doing it for a minute. So, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all. I'm glad y'all enjoyed the food. You know, we got Big Tex in the building. How was that mint lemonade? How was that Big Sugar? Well, I'm proud of you young men, and you know, it's just keep the movement going.
Awesome.
Just keep believing in yourself, you know what I mean? And just work on a lot of traction.
This is Double M Live. Shout out to Big Tex in the building. We got Mr. Mike Nice with the Double M gear. Make sure to be, hey, look out. Look out for this. Coming real soon. You know what I mean?
I need my shirt.
Yeah, definitely. We got the legend Justin Springer here at Rhythm and Raps. It's DJ Mies. This is Double M. We to the moon.